Thanks, Wendy. And thank you everyone for coming along to my session this afternoon. I'm conscious that for some of you, I'm standing between you and the pub, and that's usually a very dangerous place to be. So I promise I'll try and keep it light and as entertaining as I can. And give me the... Oh, sorry, is that me who's not pressed the right button? No, I pressed the right button. Can we give you the slide deck up? There we go, fantastic. So, as Wendy said, my name, my reading skills are pretty good, is Charles Clark from Veeam Software. I'm the technical pre-sales manager looking after the Asia-Pacific and Japan region. And in case there's any doubt, yes, I am Scottish, but not to be confused with Andy Murray. Like most Scottish sports people, I stick to things that Scottish people are generally good at, like snooker, darts, you know, things that revolve around the pub generally, nothing that involves running around and certainly not chasing a wee ball. So I'm going to be talking about a couple of key things, a couple of key areas that Veeam really sort of play in that I want to introduce you guys to and sort of explain some of the interesting stuff we've been doing with Microsoft over the course of the past year. So the topic for my presentation is data protection and monitoring in the virtualized data center. But the first controversial thing, I'm going to do it in reverse order. So I'm actually going to talk a little bit about effective monitoring in the data center first, and then focus in on our data protection solutions with the Microsoft virtualization stack. Awesome. So the first thing I just want to do, for those of you who aren't aware of us, is really just introduce you to Veeam. Veeam are an independent software vendor. We are dedicated completely to solutions for virtualization. We don't do anything else. We don't do anything for physical boxes or any other stuff. It's purely about virtualization. So Veeam is truly for virtualization lovers. And it's been that passion for virtualization and the investment that we've made in Microsoft virtualization that helped us win the 2012 Partner of the Year Award, as Wendy alluded to in the introduction. So broadly speaking, give me 20 seconds to get through the kind of the sort of quick bit of positioning about exactly what Veeam do. And it's really simple. We basically just do two kind of things, broadly. We look after virtualized data protection. We have a couple of solutions in this place. Our key solution, the solution that made us famous, if you like, is our Veeam Backup and Replication solution. Industry-leading, innovative, virtualization-based backup and replication. We also have a free edition of that. I'm going to talk a wee bit more about that later on because we've done some interesting innovations in the free edition of backup that I think you're going to like. So I want to show you some of the free stuff that you can just go and download and we'll give it away and it's awesome and, you know, you may get bombarded with emails for the rest of your days, but you get awesome free tools to play with as well, so we think that's a pretty fair trade. The other side of our business is around monitoring for the virtualized data center. So here we really have two solutions, the first of which I'm going to be talking about at some length today. It's the Veeam Management Pack for System Center Operations Manager. So we have the ability to take virtualized workloads running on another hypervisor, actually on VMware hypervisor, and pull that information out from the VMware vSphere stack, and then present that to you inside Operations Manager so that you get a complete and holistic view of what's happening inside your applications at the operating system level, and now at the virtualization level, whether or not you're using Hyper-V for virtualization, or whether or not you're using VMware for virtualization, or whether or not you just got everyone in a room and had a big hug and you're using both. It's awesome. The other solution we offer in this space, I'm not really going to drill into this, but I just want to, you know, give it a shout out, is our Veeam One solution. So Veeam One is where you don't have System Center, and where you're looking at a point standalone solution that looks specifically at Hyper-V and VMware monitoring. So Veeam One comes in a free edition, just like our backup, and it's really about monitoring, reporting, capacity planning, those sort of technologies. Okay, so really from an agenda perspective, I'm going to cover sort of three broad areas. So that's three fingers for those at the back. For those who went to the pub at lunchtime, it's the first three fingers. First thing I'm going to talk about, as I said, is effective monitoring in the virtualized data center. So we're going to look at how where, you know, have a data center that perhaps is a mix of hypervisors. How can I bring, you know, vSphere and VMware data into System Center and get that complete monitoring view? Second thing I'm going to talk about is business continuity and disaster recovery, and I'm really excited to show you some of the advances that we've made over the last year in terms of how we deliver that for Hyper-V. So I'm going to show it in Hyper-V, which is great. And the last thing I'm really excited about, we're lucky enough to have Drew Poynton from University of Melbourne with us. And what Drew is going to be doing effectively for all of you guys is a live case study of how University of Melbourne and Veeam have partnered together to deliver effective solutions for their data centers and for their virtualization strategy. So Drew's going to be talking a little bit about that, and yeah, I'm really excited to hear what he's got to say there. Okay, so let's move on to, I guess, the first sort of obvious statement. And I'm going to say this is an obvious statement, but I've spoken to a lot of people on the shop floor today, and I did last year, and I do at all the myriad events that Veeam rock up to. But I think it's an important thing to always point out, and that's that virtualization really represents a paradigm shift. And it gives you the opportunity to think differently about how you do things. You know, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. For many IT shops, frankly, that's not good enough, especially when you talk to vendors like Microsoft, and it's, the vision is there. You can see it. It looks awesome. And then you go back home and think, right, I get that. So the sort of having virtualization and unlocking that power of virtualization really is kind of what Veeam is all about. Okay, so let's move on and talk about the first key topic that I wanted to cover today, which is around effective monitoring for the virtual data center. I just want to point out as well that I have some slides. You'll see these animations. Isn't that cool? Yeah, hours of effort went into that. But I am going to be dipping in and out of demonstrations as well, so it's not just going to be me standing up here bouncing around with a funny accent, although, for a small fee I could probably arrange to do that for you. But I really wanted to drill in and dive into demos as well, try and kind of keep the slides to a minimum if I possibly can. So the first thing I want to do is talk about effective monitoring. And the first sort of question I ask, and I'll just sort of throw it to the... I mean, has anyone even heard of this VMware stuff? Yeah? Anyone got it in their data center? Show of hands. So like five people? Come on, probably, maybe a little more than that usually. Okay, so we know that our customers, our partners have VMware out there. It's been the sort of go-to hypervisor for the last wee while. And Microsoft are working to change that. Some of the stuff in 2012 may just do it. So we asked the question, got VMware. So I've got VMware, but I've also, my application stack that sits on top of VMware typically is usually predominantly Microsoft-based. Is that probably true for everyone in the room, right? It's all Microsoft workloads. It's Exchange. It's SQL. It's all the other sort of cool bits that we sit inside Microsoft operating systems that sit inside that virtualization stack. So, the question then becomes, sort of how do I get that together? How do I understand that? How do I make sense of that? How do I join the dots between those two disparate infrastructures? Because they are disparate. So you could use point tools, and people do. In fact, probably from a monitoring perspective, you've maybe used the vCenter client, and you see the wee graph. And then maybe use something else like System Center Ops Manager for your Microsoft applications, your Microsoft operating systems. But it comes at a cost going for those point solutions. You're dealing with solutions that often require different skill sets, understand data differently, perhaps even present different metrics that you then have to sit and kind of munge inside Excel to figure out exactly what that means and sort of get some sort of sense out of that. So it's multiple training costs, multiple management tools, multiple processes. But for me, the real cost, it's about having the blinkers on that environment. It's about not seeing it all and not getting the big picture. Ultimately, that leads to longer time to resolution and potentially a cost to the business. So wouldn't it be great if we had, a monitoring solution built on tools, technologies we already know, like System Center Operations Manager, and we were very simply able to take the blinkers off and get that sort of broad view of the entire environment? So from a Veeam perspective, the value proposition is very simple. Why don't we simply extend Operations Manager? Something where you can, training is easy to find, skills are easy to find for Ops Manager. Simply extend it to include that VMware environment and have the proverbial single pane of glass. So the question then becomes, well, how am I going to do that? And I'm glad you asked it. well, in fact, if you hadn't asked it, it'd probably be a really short presentation. So from an architectural perspective, let me explain sort of how Veeam kind of fill in that gap, really, between the VMware environment and the System Center environment. So if you imagine, we've got, you know, in the red corner, VMware, bam. In the blue corner, it's System Center Operations Manager, blam, and how do I get these guys to have a kiss in the middle? So from a Veeam perspective, it's really simple. We have a Veeam Management Pack for System Center Operations Manager, and what it basically does is it has a component that we call a Veeam Collector. So nothing gets installed on VMs, nothing gets installed on the VMware hosts. So from a VMware perspective, completely agentless, which makes deployment really simple, really straightforward. You simply take an existing Ops Manager agent, whap this collector thing onto it, and then what that collector does is it connects to the VMware environment over the vSphere API, takes all that monitoring, data, metrics, events, all that sort of stuff from the VMware infrastructure layer. So some of it will come from vCenter, some of it comes directly from the hosts. And we then inject that into the Ops Manager agent on that system. From that point on, the data flow is all just native Ops Manager, which is incredible because it means if you're looking at exceptionally large environments, you're looking at environments that perhaps span Active Directory, domains, and forests, where you're looking to use certification, you know, certificate services and Ops Manager gateways to facilitate communication, it's all just easy. It's all just baked in, right? Of course, what understands that is the Veeam management pack itself. So that data is flowing through from the collector to our management server, and the data is going into the Ops Manager database and the Ops Manager data warehouse. Now, I'm kind of highlighting that, and you're thinking, well, okay, so what, big deal. But the thing is that a lot of monitoring solutions will have another database that you have to maintain and license, and then, you know, maybe there's another monitoring console. But with the management pack from Veeam, it's kind of all just SCOM, basically. There isn't really another console. It's like a configuration sort of wizard interface inside a web application, but there's no other database. It's just all SCOM. So the skills that you've already got inside SCOM, or Ops Manager, I should call it, politically correct, all just apply. What about massive environments, Charles? I can see you've got a single collector here. That's going to be a disaster because my environment's, you know, bigger than Ben-Hur. Well, no problem because, you know, we simply sort of scale that out. So you've probably got more than one Ops Manager agent. So just have more than one Veeam collector on those Ops Manager agents. And what we'll actually do is load balance between those Ops Manager agents and, you know, provide that sort of scale out scalability, assuming that the Ops Manager side can handle all those events that are being thrown into it. Of course, the beauty of that scale-out model also means that I get fault tolerance as well, because if I have one of those collectors that blows up, falls over, hey, no problem. I can simply have alert data and performance data flipping over to another collector and then have that information from there delivered into the management server. So a very broad base, that's kind of how we're pulling that data out from the VMware environment and dropping it into Ops Manager. Do you want to have a wee look at it? Yes, let's. Okay. Seeing as you asked nicely. Now, I've been assured that this is going to go purple. Yay! Purple's the love color. So let's just let that flip over. Now it's gone black. Cool. Okay, still slightly purple. But let me kind of show you what we're doing here. So many of you will be familiar with this. There we go. This is the Operations Manager console. You're all kind of looking at it thinking, but where's the 50 million alerts that are usually inside there? Well, they're a little bit lower down. But what I want to show you is essentially what, you know, the kind of Veeam components have dropped into there. So you can see I've got, you know, a bunch of management packs in there. And one of the management packs that I've imported is the NWorks VMware management pack. So what that does, well, first thing to note about it, is that it's got a little padlock, if I sort of adjust my glasses. It's got a little padlock on there, which means it's a sealed management pack. So everything you're kind of seeing here is out of the box. So I'm looking to monitor, I'm looking to troubleshoot, diagnose my VMware environment. I'm looking to get that visibility into the VMware environment. Oh, where do I start? I mean, for starters, you can see that we've laid out, you know, pretty much every dashboard, view, you know, way to sort of, you know, slice the birthday cake that you could probably think of. you know, we've got everything laid out in a kind of sensible way, so that when I first joined Veeam and I started actually pulling together, you know, my own views, because I'm a SCOM guy, I've been working with SCOM for a while, and I started pulling the data out, I was building my own views, and I thought, I'm very clever, and then, of course, realized that they'd already been done inside the MP for me. So the place that I'd probably, kind of typically start would be a VMware state view. So this is really my sort of 50,000 foot, you know, I want to glance at this at 8 a.m. every morning, and I want to have a wee look, and I want to see, you know, what the state is for my VMware environment. So here you can see cluster state. We've broken that down into host state with health roll-ups for, you know, all the different components on the host. Note as well that one of the components that we're able to monitor are hardware sensors. You know, hardware sensors are a vSphere component, actually, where we can pull the hypervisor itself actually pulls information up from the hardware and then can publish it, and we can display it inside Ops Manager here. And then lastly, down at the bottom, I get that sort of very broad VM state as well. So that's usually the kind of first place people look in the morning. When people are trying to troubleshoot, trying to figure out, you know, the best way to, you know, see what's going on inside the VMware environment, one of the views that they'll often use is the topology view. So basically what we do here is we draw out a map in XML of what your VMware environment looks like. That's what we do. We then stick it there. The cool thing is that you've already got Ops Manager agents running inside the operating systems that are virtualized, right? So maybe you're monitoring SQL that's virtualized or Exchange that's virtualized. And so what we have the ability to do is to daisy chain the management pack information from those native Microsoft management packs into what you can see inside the VMware environment. So if I come in and, you know, take a look at health state for, let's just pick servers. And I can see the, you know, health state for all my servers here. And, you know, here, for example, that looks like a SQL server. So first of all, I can see the health roll-ups for all the V metrics, so metrics that have come up via the vSphere API, sort of published down here. But I can also see this wee fella here. Sorry for the people, I'll run over here as well and point at that bit. So you can see that we've actually, that with a little Windows icon there, is the native Ops Manager MP that's published information inside there. So any sort of, you know, custom management packs that I've written or Microsoft management packs that I've imported or even third-party management packs that I've imported get daisy-chained into there. So I really get a view of what's happening inside that VM and then can see that in the wider virtualization context. So it's really about bringing that together, the physical and the virtual together. Now, of course, we're pulling out, you know, really all the information from the vSphere environment. So I may look, for example, at something like alerts. Of course, we do alerting, and I can see information about the alerts in here. The beauty of that here, I'm looking specifically at host alerts. So one of the nice things that we do when pulling the alerting out is that we don't just want to sort of wave our hand like a connector would do and say, oh, there's an alert in SCOM, now go and look somewhere else to try and figure out what that alert actually means or how you might go about fixing it. We actually include that information inside the alert itself, and this is all out of the box. So if I take a look at, let me just take a look at the properties for that alert. You can see, and this is a very simple one, some of the explanations get quite long, but you can see very simply that, you know, it's a CPU use percentage has breached a threshold for that particular VM. And, you know, helpfully we're saying, well, you know, you probably want to look at your CPU utilization. It's kind of an obvious one. But from here, I can then, you know, drill in and then graph that out historically as well with a performance view. So it's really about sort of unlocking that, you know, the power in Ops Manager. Ops Manager is actually an incredible tool for troubleshooting and getting that broad view. But it's about bringing in that VMware environment. There we go. There's my nice wee graph. Yay. Now, of course, the other element of Ops Manager is around, the reporting. So I pulled out just a couple of reports that our customers like. Now, remember, everything is going into the Ops Manager data warehouse. So any custom reporting that you've already done or are looking to do against your Ops Manager data warehouse just applies for VMware objects as well. So you can go in, query, and then pull out relevant information. And, of course, Within our management pack, we include a whole bunch of reports out of the box to get you started, and this is one of them. So this report here is the oversized VM report, and what I'm wanting to do is to use this basically to trim the fat out of my environment. I mean, you know what it's like as a virtualization admin. Somebody pops up and says, hey, I need a new VM. Okay, so what sort of spec do you need for the VM? I need 16 gig of RAM and 8 CPUs. Really? Yes. And of course, you know, it runs at like 0.2% of CPU utilization and uses about, you know, 400 meg of RAM. So what this does is it really kind of shows the difference between what their dreams were and what the reality is, and lets you shave that resource back out from the virtual environment. So here you can see, actually I'm running this pretty lean, so I can save back about 200 megs worth of memory, and I can save back a couple of vCPUs. And if I want to actually sort of see how we, you know, did our homework and work that out, I can just drill in and take a closer look at that. Yeah, so I can sort of see that over time, track that over time, make sure there wasn't something that was just a spike or a dip, and, you know, make sure that I'm making the right decisions about my virtualized environment. So that sort of reporting also applies from an alerting perspective. So one of my favorites, I'm going to put this up here. This actually isn't part of the Veeam management pack. This is something we give away for free. So go to veeam.com/free. It's called the Generic Report Library. And this is my favorite report out of the Generic Report Library for SCOM. It's called the Troublemakers Report. And what the Troublemakers Report lets me do is it says, okay, you know, go ahead and look at two time periods and look at the alerts that have been generated for those resources across those two time periods. Here I'm running it against virtual machines, but you could run it against anything. And then, you know, show me whether or not they're causing more trouble or whether or not, you know, they're decreasing in their propensity to cause trouble. By trouble, we mean generating alerts, generating things that an operator has to go in and actually look at. So the Generic Report Library actually has a range of reports, and it's totally free. Just go and download it. You import it just like any other management pack, and there's a whole bunch of reports in there that you can start running against your Ops Manager environment. Okay. For me, though, I kind of see these alerts and I see the descriptions and I sort of, you know, I'm moderately technical and I sort of understand what they mean. But if I was being absolutely honest, I'm a big picture kind of guy. I want to understand, is it working? How is it performing sort of reasonably well? You know, and how can I tell that at a glance without having to go through 100 alerts and say, well, actually, this one started and then this alert closed, which means that, yeah, I don't want to have to do that. I just want the big picture. So, you know, how do I go ahead and do that with SCOM, and how do I include my VMware virtualization metrics inside that? So let me just demo this one for you very quickly. Here's my pink screen again. Okie doke, so you'll be aware that inside Ops Manager, or you may be aware inside Ops Manager, that we have the notion of distributed applications. So with a distributed application, what I'm effectively able to do is take a bunch of components that deliver a service to my business or to something, and then say, okay, you know, is that service performing well? How available is it? You know, what's it up to, basically? So here, just by way of an example, I've got a sample web application. It's, you know, web front end, database, and server, very simple. In fact, I may even have drawn it out in a diagram for you. There it is. So a sample web app with a health roll-up. And I can go in and I can see the servers in there, and, you know, there's a couple of servers and sort of all the rest of it. But how do I, you know, I want that kind of virtualization view, because these two servers are sitting on, you know, a ESX host, let's say. Or, you know, they've got particular HPs associated with them, or they're part of a cluster. So I want to see health state for that and get that big view of health state for that. So, you know, how do I go about it? Well, pretty straightforward, if I can find my, find this one. So I'm just going to go into the Ops Manager authoring pane here. Here you can see my sample web application. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to, that's service level tracking. Sorry, let me just come up to distributed apps. And here's my sample web application. So what I want to do is I just want to incorporate VMware objects inside there. And this really is the beauty of having a VMware monitoring solution that completely integrates with Ops Manager, because I can handle those VMware objects just like I can any other object inside Ops Manager. So for example, you know, let's add a component, and let's call this virtualization stuff. And you know, maybe this also would include, you know, Hyper-V resources. And then inside that virtualization stuff, what I want to do is add, you know, maybe the host that those resources are sitting on. So, you know, here for I've got a particular data store. I may have a particular host, so I can just select them and drop that into that component. You know, maybe there's something else like what did I say earlier on, an HBA. Host plus adapter, so I can see the HBA, the HBAs that are associated with that resource again. So I think, this guy was part of that app. I don't know, it's just a demo. So we can pop that inside there. I can just create a relationship of dependency between those servers that are running virtualized and then the virtualization stuff. And then just save that. And now that sort of health roll-up information from those virtualization components that you've just saw me drag in will roll up and give me that complete picture. So when someone says, is my application working? And you say yes, and they say, well, why can't my users access it? Why is it so slow? And then you point to the virtualization guys, and then the virtualization guys point back and say, it's the application team, and it's the virtualization team. We can get a picture completely of how all these components are working together and get that overall health state for those components. So now, of course, when I draw that out into a diagram view and I just refresh this view. Okay, come on, Ops Manager, work with me. Yeah, when I just refresh that view, I'm going to see those virtualization components laid out inside the diagram and, of course, get the health state rolled up as well. So distributed applications are actually a pretty powerful building block, I find, for Ops Manager, because what you'll end up doing, and certainly what I end up doing, is using them to create possibly my favorite feature of Ops Manager 2012, which is service level views. So here, you know, I've got a service level view for that sample web app, but you can also see that I've created a service dashboard for all my VMware components. And again, because it's just native objects inside the Ops Manager database, I can create, you know, those kind of service level views. So there up at the top, I'll go over this side. There up at the top, you can see, you know, I have a memory utilization for my hosts, and I can see memory utilization for all my hosts listed there with that red, yellow, green thing that I was talking about. So I want that sort of instant view. Does it look okay? Are my hosts looking okay? I can see that, have that on the big screen at the back of the NOC, have it on my second monitor, and wait for it to turn red, and then pounce like a leopard, I don't know, something that pounces. Alrighty. So using those components to build out distributed applications, service levels, powerful capabilities inside Ops Manager. But of course, System Center doesn't just stop with Ops Manager. There are other components in there as well. And what I want to show you right now is kind of a very quick demo. Has anyone, just quick show of hands, anyone played with System Center Orchestrator 2012 yet? One. Okay. Can I just encourage you all to have a wee look at it? It was one of those things, I kind of heard about it and I thought, this is meant to be awesome. And then never bothered. And then was kind of, you know, messing around with it a little bit a few weeks ago, and then kind of got sucked in, and, you know, before I know it, it's 3 a.m, and I've built all these awesome workflows, right? So an incredibly powerful tool, and what I want to use this as is kind of a segue to talk about the data protection piece. So we've got the Veeam Management Pack for VMware. We know that we can get information from the VMware environment, pull it into System Center. Once it's in System Center, I can then pass that information off to Orchestrator and have it make decisions for me to do stuff. Now remember, the other part of the Veeam story is around data protection. It's around recovery. So what I'm going to demonstrate for you now, without the aid of a safety net, is getting an alert and then using that alert to recover something that broke. Okay. So what's that going to look like? Let's take a wee look. and we'll see if I can get this thing to work. All right. So up on screen, any second now, you'll see I've built a System Center Orchestrator workflow. Now, if I can do this, a trained chimpanzee can do this, seriously. Very simple, very straightforward. And what I'm doing is really quite, if you sort of follow it, it's pretty logical. I've created a monitor alert. So what it's doing is it's looking for an alert that's coming up from Ops Manager. Now, the end result is I want that VM back. So VM Backup and Replication has a capability called Instant VM Recovery. What Instant VM Recovery does is it takes your deduplicated, dehydrated, compressed backup archive and it mounts it like a VM and powers it on. We call it Instant VM Recovery. In all honesty, it takes about 20 seconds plus boot time. So not quite instant. That's marketing term. Okay, but usually instant enough for most organizations. So that's going to be my end result. I want my VM back and I want it back now. So how am I going to do that? Well, I'm going to generate an alert in SCOM. Now, because I'm going to run that VM directly from the backup archive, I don't want it to conflict with the existing VM that may already be there. So I've got a belt and braces check that uses the vSphere components inside Orchestrator to talk to vSphere and say, hey, Mr. vSphere, or Mr. or Mrs. vSphere, is that VM powered on? And if it's powered on, stop the workflow. If it's powered off, go to step two. Whilst we're doing that, we're also going to talk directly to the VM, just in case there's a problem with vSphere, reporting back that sort of status information and say, okay, we're just going to make an RPC connection and say, is there a process running that I'm expecting to find inside that VM? And my demo is just services.exe, nothing fancy. Assuming those two things fail, if you like, in other words, the VM is truly powered off, we're going to come to a junction point, we're going to create an alert inside SCOM, and of course, the most important thing, we're going to try and bring the VM back as quickly as we can. Let's see if we can get it to work. So I'm just going to open up the runboot tester, which is going to let me see all the sort of steps in that process. I'm just going to run that. That's it. Cool. And then I need to come back into the Ops Manager console and pick a VM. So let's see, I've got a VMware virtual machine here. Let's just do it with a VM virtual machine. Let's look at an alert. Okay, there we go. So there's one there at the top, the EU RHEL one. Okay, now this alert's just a balloon memory. That's all it is. I happen to know that that VM is powered off because I cheated and powered it off before I came in here and I knew that alert was going to be there. So the condition that I've got inside the Orchestrator workflow is simply looking for an update to that alert status and it's looking for a particular field to appear. The field it's looking for is recover. I actually was going to put an exclamation mark in the end, but I thought that might be a bit too dramatic. So I'm just going to put recover into that custom field for that alert. So that's going to be picked up by Orchestrator. He says, with his fingers crossed. And what we should see is Orchestrator picks up the alert. There we go. I can actually go in and see all the properties that have come back as part of that alert. This is from a VMware VM, remember, that I'm trying to recover. So there it is. Yep, there was the alert. Pulling all that stuff back. I don't know, that all just looks like numbers to me. But that's going to come back. The next thing that we're doing is we're looking for the process status and the power state of the VM. So right now we're trying to connect to the VM to say, are you awake? Is that process running? Of course, hopefully, if I haven't arsed up my demo, we're going to see that the process isn't running. So we'll wait for that. It takes a second. There it is. Failed, which is what I expected to happen. The connection failure should be false. The connection state should be false. Okay, now we're looking for the status of the power status of the virtual machine. So here we're using the vSphere components that are inside Orchestrator. There's quite a few for those of you that have gone through this. There's quite a few. I'm just using get VM status. I'm just looking for the powered off string under the status from the, under the VM status for power state. So that's going to come back and tell me that the VM is powered off, which it is. Cool. So there we hit the junction point. Next thing we're doing is creating the alert. And then, of course, the important thing is we're starting the instant VM recovery. So if I come back into Ops Manager, we should see, he says, yeah, there we go. The alert. telling an operator that the instant VM recovery has started. So if the VM is now coming back and they realize, oh my God, I didn't mean to bring that one back, you know, they've got a few sort of couple of minutes of, you know, or a minute or two of thinking time where they can go and stop that process. And of course, the last thing and most important thing is we want the instant VM recovery to run. So that started. The VM has actually started the recovery. What I should see is a success recovery alert. I've actually created a loop inside the workflow here to keep polling the VM until I'm sure that it's actually powered on. And then, so that's you know, going to appear error, I think, three or four times. I'm polling about every 20 seconds until the VM actually comes back up. But the net result should be, if I just come back into my backup console here, that the instant recovery process for AURail 01 has started. So we're bringing that VM back straight from the backup archive without having to reinflate it up to be a full, you know, VMDK and all the other bits, starting it straight from the backup archive, instant powered on, all automated through an orchestrator workflow. And that took us, I don't know, how long did that take us with commentary? A couple of minutes. Pretty cool, right? So now if I actually, I'll flip over cheat here and come into the vSphere client, you can see that the VM is actually running. I can even, if I want to, console into it. Give that a second or two. Yeah, pretty neat. Is it odd hush? Is that what I'm getting? Like, wow. Yeah, it's cool technology, man. There we go. It's booting up now. Fantastic. Okay, so what that does is it gives us a kind of nice segue to talk a little bit more length before I hand over to Drew about, there we go, we've done that one, is about, you know, the VM backup and replication and kind of, you know, let's drill a little bit more into how we actually did what you just saw me do and, you know, how I'd create that stuff and what's involved in that. So let's talk a wee bit about that. So we know that virtualization, I mean, that's why we virtualize, right? Because we want to be able to move stuff around and, you know, do shared nothing live migrations and all this kind of awesome stuff that we can now do with virtualized workloads. But if I'm going to do that, if I'm going to start shuttling stuff around and get that agility, I probably want to make sure that I have a safety net underneath me. You know, the agility does need a backup plan when you do your, you know, backflip three stories high and then, you know, accidentally, you know, miss the swing. So having something that is virtualization focused, that is dedicated to backing up virtualization workloads and giving me that get out of jail free card is really what Veeam is all about when we look at our data protection solution. So our data protection solution is just this. It's Veeam backup and replication. It's a two-in-one solution for backup and replication. I guess the most important thing is implicit there, and that's really recovery. So innovative ways of doing recovery, like instant VM recovery, are what we're all about. Now, we've got pictures of applications up here, and you're thinking, whoa, they back up Active Directory, they back up databases and all sorts of stuff like that. It's key to note that Veeam backup and replication is absolutely agentless for both, you know, VMware workloads and for Hyper-V workloads. There's no agents, not on the host, not inside the VMs. And for those of you that have, you know, spinning up new VMs and it's like, oh, I've got to put agent from, you know, product X and then, oh, it breaks VSS and, oh, right, okay, now I've got to deal with all that. We decided, hey, no agents. Let's keep it an image-based backup solution. Let's just do the backup and have this. We do inline deduplication and compression and have this little dehydrated backup ball that I can then do stuff with, like instant VM recovery that you just saw. We're complementary to DPM. So you may be thinking, well, we'd take it, and you know, why on earth wouldn't I use System Center DPM? I mean, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, really, we're virtualization focused. Where you have System Center and have a large DPM deployment, awesome. And we often find that customers will use both. You know, they maybe have a small, a small or a virtualization focused area that they want to use a specific virtualization tool for, and so look to Veeam for that. And then look to System Center for other application-level backups, maybe for physical server backups as well. Okay, let's take a look at it. I want to show you some of the stuff we've been up to in the last year, just around the Hyper-V side of things. So there's my SCOM server. Let me just drill back into my backup server here. Whoop, close that before I get around. Drill back into my backup server here. So, I mean, this is it. This is Veeam Backup and Replication for Hyper-V, right? Oh, and it's also Veeam Backup and Replication for VMware. So when you're looking at the modern data center, are you going to be all VMware? Maybe. Are you going to be all Hyper-V? Maybe. And maybe you'll dabble a little bit in both camps. You know, many organizations are, especially with 2012. So we bring both of those together, the creation of a backup job, the management of a backup job for Hyper-V and for VMware is all inside one place. The underlying technology for storing of those backup archives is all the same for both platforms, really. Okay, now the key thing with any backup solution isn't really just how it backs up, and yes, we do inline dedupe, and yes, we compress before we write the data onto disk. But the key for any backup solution really is how you do recovery. So let's take a look at a quick recovery example. And I'm going to show you sort of some of the plumbing that we did for the recovery I did in the earlier demo. So here I've got a server inside Hyper-V Manager, AU Servo 6. Do you know what, AU Servo 6? Goodbye. So I've just powered that off. I've had a VM outage. The VM is blowing up. The sky is falling. Well, no, because thankfully I've got Veeam, and that VM is predicted by Veeam. So I need to bring it back, right? I need to bring it back. Like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I'll tell you what. I'll just click this restore button and see what happens there. Well, I know it's a Hyper-V VM. I want to bring it back fast, so I'll just click this instant VM recovery thing. And what was the name of it again? AUSRVO something or other 6, right? Okay, now here's an interesting option and you know something that you guys you know might value. I can actually restore it to a different location and give it different settings. So, you know, if I'm looking to clone VMs, you know, move VM from one host to another, clone them, apply different settings, I can actually do that here. So I could restore to a new location with different settings. So I'll just stick it on the same host. I'll stick it on the same storage. We'll give it the same network stuff. I'll tell you what, I'll rename it. How's that? We'll add it something something underscore restored. And I can write a wee story about it. It was a Wednesday. I decided to restore this VM. And then click next, and then power it on after restore and click finish. Okay, now I said that this is instant VM recovery. I also qualified it by saying that it's not quite instant. So let's have a look. So how this is actually working is we're taking that deduplicated backup archive, we're using the power of VSS to mount that and run it directly from that backup archive. Now, one of the things that I've been really interested in at TechEd this year and with Server 2012 is the extensible switch technology, the whole network virtualization thing. So imagine that I can run a bunch of VMs directly from the backup archive, and I can carve out an area on a host that has the same IP address range as production, but is isolated from production. What's that? It's an instant sandpit without requiring any storage to actually, you know, provision VMs or build a test server or any of that nonsense, run it straight from the backup archive, carve it out using network virtualization, and then you've got, instant sandpit. And that's it, done. Cool. There was the VM started, and there's the VM running, and you can see in the bottom there it's booting up. That's pretty cool, right? I just recovered an entire VM live at TechEd, people. Come on! Okay, so that's kind of a cool demo. I like that one. Now, this technology is great. Let's talk a wee bit about my favorite, as a Scotsman, my favorite stuff, which is free stuff. So if you go to veeam.com/free, there's a whole sort of bunch of free stuff you can get on there. We had a look at the generic reporting library for Ops Manager. That's free. Actually, if you're implementing System Center 2012 and you want to manage VMware, currently we're running a promotion with Microsoft that gives you 10 free licenses, which is pretty cool. We license per CPU socket. That probably covers 5 servers. That's a pretty good head start. What people are really excited about is Veeam Zip. So Veeam Zip is a free tool that we've introduced. And what Veeam Zip effectively lets me do is treat VMs Hyper-V VMs, VMware VMs, like files, and just zip them up like I was using WinZip, and then stick them on a USB drive and carry them somewhere else, and then, you know, import them somewhere or extract something, even recover individual files from inside that VM. And it's free. Go ahead, download it. We were meant to have them on Wii USB sticks. We forgot them. Bring them. Well, we didn't forget them. We didn't get them here. But download it. It's very small download. You can download it and install it. That's that. The other thing that we're including free, and this, actually, this just blows my mind every time I see a demo of it, and you, hopefully it will for you guys too, is a Veeam Explorer for Exchange. What this effectively allows us to do is take that image-based full backup from an Exchange server, back that up, compress it, deduplicate it, no agents inside the VM, and drill in and pull out individual emails, individual mailboxes, and recover them. Let's take a wee look at it very quickly. Okay, so first thing I just want to highlight for you is using Veeam Zip. So the interface essentially is the same regardless of which hypervisor you're using. I want to zip something. Veeam Zip. Simple as that. Now, doing an Exchange recovery, again, very simple. I just come in and do a restoration. Here it's of a Hyper-V VM. This time I'm going to do a file level recovery, and I want to recover, where are we? There we go. So this is my Exchange server. Let's go to rollback point. So what this is going to do basically is it's going to take the disk that, that represent the VM. It's just going to mount it for me. So I'm just going to drill in there and find my Exchange database. Now bear in mind, I'm doing this without any agents inside the VM or any additional infrastructure at all. It's all just there out of the box and it's all free. Cool. So let's see, where does Exchange normally live? It's kind of like there, isn't it? What I'm actually showing you right now, for those of you that haven't seen it already, is this is actually the second beta for Veeam Explorer for Exchange. This is available with a 6.5 release, which is coming out in Q4 of this year, so you expect to see that within a month or so. In the final release, you actually don't have to go in and do this browsing, it just does it all for you. I thought I'd show you the long way around. So I'm just going to double-click that EDB file. I want to recover an individual email, let's say. I'm just going to double-click that EDB file, and what that's going to do is start the little drill that's going to mount the database for me, let me drill in, find individual email items, let's pick on Luke. You know, I can even do sort of smart filtering, so, you know, if I'm looking for something specifically that relates to Nelson, let's say, I can do smart filtering, whoops, multi-select stuff, or even the whole mailbox, right-click, and recover. How easy is that? No brick level backups, no recovery storage groups, none of that nonsense. I'm doing an image level backup of Exchange without any agents, and I'm recovering individual emails. Holy crap, that's awesome. Okay. Okay, so remember, veeam.com/free and get this stuff. Play with it. We think you'll like it. That's why we're giving it away, because, you know, we like cool technology. So what I'd love to do now is just spend a little bit of time introducing you to one of our customers. It's going to run through a live case study of for both our backup technology that you've just seen, the management pack technology we were talking about earlier on, and how they've utilized it in their environment and got some value out of it. I hope you'll be interested in that. So I'd just like to introduce Drew Poynton to the stage, and I'll leave you with that. Good luck, Drew.
Cool, thanks Charles. You've left me with about 10 minutes or so good talking. So my name's Drew. I'm the team leader of Microsoft Technology Services at the University of Melbourne. My team basically looks after. Student. About 22,000 staff mailboxes in Exchange, 400 plus managed Windows servers in sort of central IT. There's a lot of separate areas around the university as well. And our virtual environment currently has over 600 VMs, a mix of Unix and there. We have five ESXi hosts at each site, which contain about 32 cores and 512 gig of RAM each.
So they're quite sizable hosts. And I think we run about sort of 60 to 100, if not more,
VMs per host in the good times. And also, we have Fibre Channel SAS and SATA storage. And predominantly, we use prod inside A and test dev DR inside B.
Basically, why Veeam? Well, as I said before, we use SCOM as our central management for our servers, for Active Directory, for Exchange. So it sort of made sense that we try and keep everything in the single pane. We didn't want a second product where the level two guys would have to use to monitor and look at two
different products. And use them.
Okay, so we tried other products. We tested sort of both standalone products as well as there's a couple of other SCOM integrated products. The standalone products, yeah, they give the problem of having multiple consoles. If we're already using Systems and Operation Manager, why not use that for our complete environment? The other integrated products were not quite as complete in their reporting and all their alerting and the metrics that they use to generate all the alerts. The Veeam has helped as it allows us to have a single monitoring solution. So basically we can monitor the virtual machines using the Veeam management pack, the physical hardware that the virtual environment sits on, also by pulling all the data from the physical servers into SCOM using the Veeam management pack, the servers and services as Exchange, Active Directory, SQL using the inbuilt SCOM management packs, and also the physical hardware via using the vendor management packs as well. We have a mix of servers from Dell, Sun, Oracle, different environments. So basically we can monitor our entire environment through System Center, making it easy for everyone. It's enabled us to basically monitor the inside of the virtual machine as well as the outside. So when we're having issues with applications and they're trying to blame us, we can see the whole picture, so we know if it's going to be an issue inside it or if it's actually coming from the virtualization platform itself. Easy to compare, everything is in the one reporting. We can report and we can have reporting from inside, outside the VM and see any known issues, anything happening there. And it also allows us to have the proactive alerts relating to capacity management of storage, the network, CPU and all the RAM usage that are sort of all your common factors of issues with virtualization. This is just one view of the System Center showing basically the top level, the data centers. Then you can drill down into your hosting clusters, into the clusters, into the hosts, into the virtual machines, into the networking, and drill all the way down. And you've got all the house ticks along the way. If there's issues along the way, you can drill into each. So basically, from the top, you can see the cluster state. We've got a critical on the ESX server. You can drill into the ESX, the host state. You can see it's actually because of some of the VMs on those hosts. You drill back down any further, and a lot of things it's to do with the disk. So in this case, it's the D drive is getting to a critical level of disk. So we have automated alerting, which lets the level two guys know, and then inside that it has who to contact, to applications guys if they need clean up some data or if we have to increase disk. So it gives you the whole workflow all the way through. And also, as you can normally do in Systems Center Operation Manager, is get all the graphs from CPU usage, RAM usage, and also now you can pull in all the metrics from our VMware environment and possibly Hyper-V. Now that 2012 is out, we'll probably look at implementing that, and then we can even integrate everything into the one product. And basically, that's just a graph of the CPU ready, showing that even with only having sort of five hosts with over 300 or 400 VMs on running on those, that the CPU ready isn't really an issue. Some of the issues that the VM management pack has helped us resolve, we had some latency issues and some LUNs that we didn't actually know about. Once we put the VM management pack on, all these alerts just keep getting generated and end up being that some people hadn't configured the round robining correctly on the HPAs, so basically we're saturating one link rather than balancing across the two links. So that was an unknown until we actually installed this product and saw the alerts. Snapshot aging is sort of a problem where you try to sort of lock it down so people can't do this as much, but then some people requested for doing testing and then they forget to take the snapshots off and they grow and grow. So this way there's built-in alerts that will actually let you know that there's snapshots that have aged. Reporting for oversized machines, as Charles showed before, that there's a lot of applications we're asking for bigger and bigger VMs, and you can use that to try and tame them down a bit and set their expectations. Disk space monitoring is on all the VMs and not just the managed servers. So yes, you have the scum agents inside all the managed servers, but also anything that we don't manage, we can also, if we're feeling nice, we can send the guys who actually look after those servers just a report, just to let them know that their VMs are running out of capacity if they're not keeping an eye on it as well. The storage DRS alerts, if there's using the storage vMotion, if there's been any vMotioning, and if any of the storage pools are getting full. VMs, the reaching the CPU and RAM allocations, so we can have a look and see if there's any need to increase the CPU and RAM on those virtual machines, and also the physical hardware issues on virtual hosts. As I said before, a lot of the vendors supply management packs for monitoring their servers. When you're using VMware, the hypervisor, it's not as easy, so this will drill down into vCenter and pull out any alerts that come out of those hosts, so we can manage pretty much every physical host that we have through System Center. So moving on from the operations manager side of things, we also, as of probably 10 months ago, we've now using the backup and replication for our virtual environment. One of the main reasons is we purchased some extra hosts and looking at licensing those through our existing backup, the backup software that we use was ridiculously expensive. And basically what we looked at using Veeam, we could basically license our whole virtual environment for just the cost of adding a couple of extra hosts to our existing one. And that was sort of main driver, and also had a bit of hardware and some direct attached storage that was left over from another project, so that sort of made it a little bit easier for the case as well. I didn't have to purchase some hardware, so that made it better. But it was a lot more complete solution than our previous provider as well. And so basically, and also it gives you the replication built in. We were looking at, there's a lot of little applications that we had that didn't have any replication DR plans, and this allowed us to pretty much do a DR on plan for any application out there. And we also looked at other products that did replication, and then you have to buy license two different products. You're basically getting the replication thrown in with your backup solution, which we found it works. It's got failover. It just works. And we have a lot of tier one applications that have HA, DR all built in, but this, as I said, just any little application is now DR available. So basically, yeah, how we've got it set up, there's a server in each, I think I've got it, yeah. So basically we have the physical server in each site with direct attached storage, running RAID 10 for performance, because it does, the way we're using it is reversed incrementals, and there's a lot of processing that happened that we did a bit of testing and found that RAID 10 was the best for that. RAID 5, 6 couldn't quite deliver performance because of all the parity issues, so RAID 10 was the best that we found. And basically we just cross-site. We do it all over the LAN. You can hook into the SAN infrastructure and back up over that, but because we want to cross-site, it was going to have to cross a LAN link at some point in time. And once you've done your first full backup, everything else is just a incremental using block tracking, so it's very quick. That's just a picture of the policies we have. So basically I split them up into Windows, Linux, VMs, so, and I try not to put more than about 50 VMs per policy, just because it sort of gives you a nice figure, because when it rolls up into the full backup file, so it keeps it less than 1 terabyte. So what we do is actually at the end of the week and end of the month, we actually use another backup product to just do a normal Windows backup and backup those files to tape. So if we have to ever restore we keep 14 restore points, so if we ever have to restore, say, back a month, we have to recover less than a 1 terabyte file back, and then you can use this to drill straight back into that file and pull out any data you need to. So it just keeps things not too on the large side. Again, and in there we also have the replication policies set up, which aren't shown there, but there's a couple of applications. Our service desk application, their DR is all set up using Veeam and documented, so anyone can come in and use the backup replication to implement a DR on that system. Yes, some of the benefits of the backup and replication we found. So the forever reverse incremental. So the latest backup is always kept as a full, and as I said, it allows us very easily to back that up onto tape and restore as required. And you never have to worry about any more full backups. It's full once, and then everything else is block level, change block tracking after that, which is quick. The adjustable deduplication compression, so you can reduce the amount of storage. I think we're getting probably, it was about 3 to 4 times compression, if not more. So it actually, you back up a lot of Windows machine, the same policy, and you basically, a lot of the files are the same, so you only have to have the one copy, and also compression. And you can adjust it for, if you're sort of short on storage, you can dedupe and compress even more if you need to. It offers a fast restores of the VMDK or just the files, instant file recovery, or the instant VM recovery. We've used it probably about 2 weeks ago. We actually had a print server that the guys installed a print driver on, and it corrupted, and basically the print server went down, and we had to do instant VM recovery, so we had it back up and running sort of in 5 minutes just because of the way, and it's sort of wouldn't have been possible beforehand at all. We would have had to troubleshoot and wait for it to restore, and it wouldn't have been as quick as all. So, and also the Veeam Zip feature that Charles was talking about, it's been handy, is when we're doing some patching every month, some of the network guys are a bit antsy about some of their servers. They don't trust us patching them, so we just offer, okay, we'll just do a quick Veeam Zip before we patch it, and then we can very quickly recover it if required to back to exactly how it was. And basically even though snapshotting all that would work for that, they'd like to know that they can recover back a week if they find that our patches cause an issue a week down the track. They don't quite trust you at this point in time, but they'll get there. So the replication, as I said before, allows a simple DR for any application. The schedules are very flexible. Your points are there. You can have the failover of the virtual machine to the secondary site is very quick, and also you can commit changes back or drop the changes or do test failover. It does re-IP. You can change your IP addresses and change the virtual the port group it's on. So if you have different networks at different sites, it'll adjust all that for you. And also you can run post scripts. So if you need to update if you don't have dynamic DNS, you can run scripts that actually do your DNS changes afterwards as well and change them back, as I said there. And also the failback capability. I think that's all for me. But yeah, we've had a good experience with them over the last couple of years. There's been a couple of calls that we've had to log, just, and they've been known bugs by the time I've called them, and by the time I've called them and resolved, pretty much they've had a fix out as well. So they're pretty quick at reacting. They've got a good forum where the guys from Veeam are always on there and will respond pretty quickly. Like, I think having the smaller company sort of helps it, that things don't get lost in there as well. So, yeah.
Fantastic. That's great. Charles. Thank you, Drew. Thank you. Great job. Can I just say that bugs in a software company? Are you mad? We don't have bugs. Joking. Okay, guys, I just want to kind of round things up. We've got like a couple of minutes, and then they're going to boot us out. So we do, thankfully, have time for a couple of questions before we sort of close things out. I'll just take one or two from the floor. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, that's a great question. The question was, what versions of Exchange do we support with the Exchange recovery that I demonstrated earlier on? Currently, it's only Exchange 2010, SP1, and later. Okay, thank you.
With this management pair, do you have pro tips as well?
Okay, so the question was, do we have pro tips with the management pack? The answer is yes, we do. And they're included with the management pack. So if you are using VMM and want to spark events through VMM, then you can use ProTips. What we're sort of finding now and what we're hearing from our customers is because of, you know, the sorts of things that we saw in Orchestrator, that they're kind of, you know, looking at that as a way to sort of manage the VMware environment rather than ProTips. But we do include a range of ProTips with the product as well.
So I'm talking specifically about ProTips for VMware?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, absolutely. Great, thank you very much. One more? No? Awesome, I answered everyone's question. Okay, guys, I'd just like to leave you very quickly with a couple of points to take away. Points to take away? Everyone? Yes? Yeah, that's going to go in my reviews, isn't it? Oh my God, that final joke, that was awful. So I guess the important thing I always want to point out, you know, Veeamer, as a software vendor, you know, as I said, we made our name about backup, replication, that sort of disaster recovery. It's critical, really, that you're monitoring the environment, you're documenting the environment and, you know, as Drew said, sort of bringing it together and getting that consolidated reporting experience. So document and monitor as part of your disaster recovery strategy. Look to get that complete picture as part of that process as well. And System Center gives us the perfect framework for delivering that. And lastly, of course, you know, leverage the power of virtualization and really, you know, the sort of smarts that are in Hyper-V. There are other vendors out there as well, of course. Leverage those smarts when you're looking to implement those monitoring strategies and those disaster recovery strategies. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.